Hello, and welcome back to Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta, and today I'm going to address a topic that I get asked about quite frequently, which is how do I become a guest on podcasts? And to back up a moment with that, I'm going to also share with you, you know, how being a podcast guest can increase and amplify your voice. So let me start from the beginning just to say that if you're not familiar with the show, you know, I've been doing podcasting and internet radio for podcasting for almost 10 years now. And internet radio, like Empower Radio, had the show, I think, since 2011. So the what I want to share with you is how podcasting can be a powerful way to amplify your voice, some do's and don'ts and thoughts about how to be a guest on podcasts. And so we're going to start that off right now. All right. So first and foremost, the question that people ask me about is the idea of, you know, should I be a podcast guest? And I would say that the answer is an absolute resounding yes. And I can tell you from doing this, you know, both on both sides, you know, being a podcast host and also being a podcast producer, and I guess maybe three sides because I've also been a podcast guest on many, many different podcasts, that, you know, one of the things that sometimes people ask is, well, how many downloads do you have or how many listens do you have? And I think that what they're thinking is that the idea is that the more downloads someone has, obviously, the more exposure they're going to get. And while that can be a measure of exposure, I would encourage you not to worry about that. What I would more so encourage you to think about is listen to the podcast that you want to be on and ask yourself, is this person professional? Are they going to help me generate content that other people would want to listen to? That's really important. The amount of downloads can be tricky because, you know, I've done podcasts where I had maybe 100 downloads per episode, which is obviously not a whole lot, right? But at the same time, you know, I have a wide reach, and I have friends and I have colleagues and acquaintances who have podcasts that have millions of downloads. So just because, you know, for example, you may go on my podcast and we really hit it off and I really enjoy working with you, and then I might end up referring you to somebody that has a much larger podcast, right? Or the other piece is maybe I have 100 people on my, you know, who download my podcast, but again, I have people that are sending out the podcast to their email list, or you just never know, right? You just never know who's listening and how that could ultimately end up expanding your reach. So I really encourage you to not get caught up in the, well, I'll come onto your show once you have 1,000 downloads or 2,000 downloads. I also just think that that's not, it, to me, it just doesn't seem like a very genuine way of engaging with people. But I do think, like I said, what's more important is, am I a good fit for this? Do I have something of value to this audience, right? Make sure that I've had people sometimes pitch me for a podcast, not just my own, but others. And clearly they're just not a good fit because what they talk about, you know, if it's gardening and the show is about marketing, well, unless it's about maybe lessons from marketing your garden or something, you know, if it's just completely off topic, it's really a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time. So, you know, finding a podcast that is, that's relevant. And I also encourage you to think about, I did a couple of years ago, my friend Devorah and I did something called virtual podcast tours. We created a program called virtual podcast tours. And that program was very successful. And it was about teaching people how to go on a podcast tour. And I definitely encourage you that if you're going to go on podcasts, really think about going on more than one podcast and try to get on, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 at a time and build up momentum. Because if you can keep posting these on social media, it obviously, I mean, some of the benefits of, in terms of amplifying your voice, are you can speak to somebody else's audience. When you're interviewed, it positions you as the expert. I always talk about the joke about how the comedian Russell Brandon. Okay, it'll come to me. Anyway, he says he's a British comedian, and he says, you know, if you have to tell people how great you are, it's a little bit like walking into a bar and saying, hey, I don't want to brag, but people find me attractive, right? But if you are the guest on a podcast, it already says that you're a subject matter expert. Somebody thought enough of you that they were going to have you on. It looks great. It's something you can add to your media page. And it just, again, helps to develop thought leadership. So I want to share with you some resources you know, people often ask me then, well, how do I find podcasts? I mean, one simple way to do it is just go to iTunes and plug in the topic that you're looking for. But, you know, I think that that's a tougher road to go. I would start with a couple of different resources. One is radioguestlist.com. That's radioguestlist.com, all one word. And there are listings there of hosts that are looking for looking for podcast guests. And that's a really fantastic place to find guests. I definitely would encourage you to check that out. Another place that you can go that people don't often think about is in Facebook groups. You know, if you belong to different Facebook groups, ask people what their favorite podcasts are. Ask people if they have a podcast. Oftentimes you may find that you may be, let's say, in an author's group and with other authors, and turns out that, you know, 7 or 8 people have a podcast. You could reach out to those people, say, hey, we're in this group together. I didn't know you had a podcast. Do you do interviews? Now, the other piece that I think is really important when you approach, I'll give you some do's and don'ts. When you're approaching someone who is a podcast host, some of the things you really want to think about. I have this person who every once in a while, like every couple of months, he emails me and lets me know what he's doing, which is wonderful. But the entire email is about what he's doing. You know, I wrote a book, I did this. And although that's wonderful, it's kind of hard to read the emails and stay interested, because there's nothing in that email that talks about anything about how we could work together or how that fits into my work. And, you know, I always say we're all tuned into one channel, WIIFM. This is not my quote. I'm not sure who originated it. But I like it. You know, what's in it for me? We're all tuned into WIIFM. What's in it for me? You have to be able to, when you're approaching someone and you're going to pitch them to be a host on, to be a guest on their show, and you're pitching hosts, you've got to think about, like, not just I wrote a book, I want to be on your podcast, right? But rather, let's say the podcast is about inspiration, living your best life. You can say, look, you know, I just wrote a book about lessons from the Dalai Lama or something like that, and I will share with your listeners 4 counterintuitive ways to live their best life, and you know. And here's the takeaways of what I'll share. That's going to get a host's interest much more than just saying, I wrote a book, I'd like to be on your podcast. You know, share with when you write a pitch, really share with the host what it is that you can bring to the table, what you're going to be sharing with the audience, and what they'll learn. Because at the end of the day, I can tell you that as podcast hosts, what we want is, you know, I know what I want in every episode is to share valuable information with you, to engage you so that you'll come back, right? And so the same way. So think of it that way. So radioguestlist.com, going on to Facebook groups or other social media groups and asking people in the groups, does anyone here have a podcast? And, you know, finding out and see if there's some good ways to do it. And then you really can actually just go to iTunes or Google, you know, top podcasts in your niche. The other thing that I would encourage you is that when you're first starting out, if you haven't done a lot of podcast episodes, don't worry about getting on the big top podcasts. You know, don't worry about getting on Hay House Radio. Get on to, you know, somebody who's been doing it for a little while, has a professional show. You know, clearly, you know, I do encourage you, unless it's a good friend, you probably don't want to be somebody's guinea pig for somebody who's never done it before. Although, you know, I also think there is value in that too, because we all have to start somewhere. And you know what, people, when I started almost 10 years ago, God bless the people that allowed me to practice on them, quite frankly, right? So, you know, there's definitely value. I mean, for me, I would probably go on anything that I thought was relevant. I'm not so worried about that, but you want to try to listen to episodes and see, you know, does it seem like this host style really matches with my personality? Is this someone that I could spend some time with, you know, 20 or 30 minutes having a conversation? The other thing that I really want to encourage you to do is that if you do get interviewed, and when you do get interviewed, share the episode on social media. It drives me completely insane that, you know, one of the things as a producer, I share links with people, and I can't tell you, I will say the vast majority of people that I end up sharing links with don't end up ever sharing the episode. And, you know, you will really stand out if you go that extra mile and share the episodes with people. it'll really make a difference, and just thank the host. The other thing that's really great, I mean, in terms of amplifying your voice as a guest on a podcast, is that you're able to make a deeper connection with that person. And some of my closest friends now, and the people that I've worked with the most online, are people that I met as a guest on a podcast. And had I never had a podcast, and had I never met them, had I never interviewed them, we probably wouldn't have crossed paths, and we wouldn't have had that same level of connection. It's just really interesting, So I just want to encourage you that you just never know when you go on podcasts. And quite frankly, in my opinion, if you're going to be a thought leader, you should be out there getting on podcasts. Why would you not do that, right? Why would you not be doing that? That's an important piece of thought leadership, is to build your media page and get out there. And even if you already are out there, then you should be getting out there some more. And you just never know. When you think about creating change, you just never know who's listening, and you never know what kind of impact you could have in someone's life. And, I had talked to a woman who listens to this show, and if you're listening now, hello, who lives in London. I might have mentioned this before. And she heard me on as a guest on a journaling podcast, and then found my own podcast. So that's another thing. If you have your own internet radio show or podcast, and you want to get more listeners, a great way to do that is to be on other people's podcasts, because A, those are people that are already consuming content via podcast. They already know how to do it. That's really valuable, right? And then B, people can really get a chance to listen to you and hear your style. It makes a big difference. So I definitely encourage you, like I said, if you're not regularly getting onto podcasts, my question to you would be, why not? And it's so much easier now in a lot of ways than when I first started. There's just more people that have podcasts. And yet at the same time, I think it's also a more crowded space. Now, there are people, I'm going to give a shout out to Jessica Rhodes, who does a really nice job. She has interview connections, and I definitely recommend Interview Connections as a resource for getting people onto podcasts. They do, like I said, a really fantastic job with that. So if you're interested in being a guest on podcasts, you might want to check Interview Connections and Jessica Rhodes. I highly recommend her and her team. And the so there you can do that. But you also, like I said, if you want to just start and get started and see and think to yourself, okay, I just want to see what this is like, then do that. The other piece, just some things to think about while you're with the guest. Don't lose sight of the importance of that green room time before and after the episode. So whether sometimes guests have their own different styles, some or hosts have their own different styles. Some will like to interact with you before the podcast. Some will like to just get right into it. But don't just hang up. Once the podcast is over, don't just hang up. Take the time. How did that go? What did you think? Start talking to them, ask them about their own show, and really take the time, to get to know them. Always send a follow-up thank you. And then during the episode itself, I think it's really important. Some people will, every show is different. Some hosts will give you a list of questions, or some hosts will ask you for the questions. And again, the important thing is that you want to focus on the thing that you want to focus on the most is you want to make sure that you're adding value, providing value and engagement to the listener. That's first and foremost. People sometimes they go on. One of the things that drives me nuts is another one of my pet peeves here. I've had time to develop pet peeves over the years. So one of them is when people have a book or they have a program and they say something, you ask them, what would you say about this? They go, well, it's so interesting you asked me that, Steve, because in my new program, the 6 Methods of Success, which retails for $12.99 plus shipping and handling, I answer all those questions. That, that's an absolute no-no, right? Give people content. Don't be afraid to give away your best stuff. It will not make people, it will not drive people away. They will not say, well, why should I buy the book now? Or why should I get your program if you already told me all the answers? Because the reality is that the opposite is true. If you don't, if we don't share with people, if we don't provide value, they're never going to want to get our book. They're never going to want to do any of those things because we haven't demonstrated any value whatsoever. So don't be afraid to give away your best stuff. That's just one of the things that I encourage you to do. And definitely it's obnoxious to when if you're asked about a particular program, or if you're asked about a particular question, to say, well, I answer that. You know, you have to buy my book to get the answer. You know, that's an absolute no-no. And again, I think that the more that you actually provide a value and insight and make people say, wow, that I really got something out of that, the more likely they are to actually say, well, if that's the free stuff, right? If that's what, you know, if that's what Doug's saying for free, I can't imagine how good the paid stuff is. And the reality is you could give people the entire book and they would still go buy your book, because if people like you and they like what you have to say, they're actually more likely in the end to go get your book, and they'll be fine with the fact that there's the book is an overlap of what you said, because they just want to be close to you and they want to, you know, they want to read it. And there's no way anyway that you can give in a 20-minute or 30-minute podcast interview, you're not going to be able to give everything anyway, right? But give your best stuff. Really lead with your best stuff. Another dropping some names here, but Dave Jackson, who is a amazing podcast producer and consultant. You know, one of the things that Dave said to me on an interview one time, he runs School of Podcasting. And one of the things Dave said to me is, and I know he said this before, that, you know, in every podcast interview, you want to have a golden nugget. There has to be a golden nugget, like this thing that I took away that made it worth my while to listen to this episode. And what you want to do is you want to help the podcast host to, you want to provide that golden nugget that really makes that host shine. And that's when they're going to, you know, invite you back to on episodes, and that's what they're going to refer you to other people. And we'll talk about that in a moment as a strategy too. But if you provide that golden nugget, like something that's just your best piece of advice, and you really give great value, that's what's going to help more than anything. And, you know, as I just alluded to right now, another thing that, you know, once you start getting on the podcast, a lot of podcast hosts know each other. You know, it's a small world. So a lot of us know each other, and, you know, we've interacted with each other and we trust the judgment. I mean, if I had somebody reach out to me that I, you know, that's a close friend or somebody that's a fellow podcaster, and they said, Doug, you got to have Joe on the show. He's just really amazing. I would very strongly consider that, because I really trust that person's judgment. And so at the end of the episode, and after you've, you know, after you've done a good job and you've made a connection with the host, certainly it would make sense for you to say, listen, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm very much looking to be on other podcasts as well, and to share, you know, whatever messages that you're sharing. If you could make any recommendations for me, if you know anyone that you think would be, you know, that my message would be a good fit for, I'd love to have the opportunity to connect with them. And I will tell you that, you know, most of the time people will say, you know, if you do a great job, most of the time people will say, absolutely, you know, let me introduce you to my friend Tony. And from that way, you just keep going and going. And that certainly is much more effective. I mean, it's true, much more effective than just, you know, going through iTunes cold and reaching out to people, because the reality is, I don't know how many pitches I get a week, but it's quite a bit. And, you know, I don't have the hugest show in the world. So I can only imagine for people that have, you know, really large followings, you know, really large podcast followings, it's just very difficult, because people, we're all inundated with so many pitches. So a referral really helps to cut through the noise and get there. I think more people are recognizing the importance of, you know, just to say a little bit about, you know, 75 million Americans are listening to podcasts on a monthly basis. I think more people are realizing that it is a powerful way to get your message out. So as that happens, more authors, more coaches, more, you know, entrepreneurs are really wanting to be on podcasts. And so with that, I think it's become a little bit more, like I said, in some ways it's easier because there are more podcasts out there. But on the other hand, I think it's more difficult because there are more podcasts out there, and there are more people who are just aware that there are more podcasts out there. Another thing to think about, just in terms of some things, you know, aside from sharing great content, another thing that I would encourage you to do is to think about sharing stories. So even if you're sharing content, it's great to be able to tell a story and be able to have a story that illustrates what you're saying. You know, I think the other piece that basically you want to think about is it's not enough to share content. It's also, you've got to engage people, right? And that could be through the quality of your voice. It could be through humor. It could be through pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S. I think it's pathos. But telling a story is, you know, stories are great ways to illustrate things. So You want to make sure that, if you tell a really great story, people are going to remember that episode and they're going to go back to the host, and listeners are going to say, wow, I really love that episode with Joe Smith when he told the story about, surviving the train wreck or something like that. Now, doesn't have to be something that dramatic. I produce a show called Resilience Radio, and we've had the show is about the kind of thinking that allows you to overcome life's challenges. And on that show, we've had some really amazing people who've shared some really incredible stories. And one of them was recently we did a two-parter, a woman who actually survived the Jonestown massacre. If you'll recall, the Jonestown incident was Jerry Jones created a in he created a basically he took this whole cult. He started this cult and eventually had them drink this flavor aid or and which was poisoned, and most of them died. There were only 87 survivors out of hundreds and hundreds. And so this woman was one of those survivors, and she told the story about how she got involved with John Jones and how she came to meet him and how she came to survive, how to be one of the people that survived and what it was really like in Jonestown. That episode was amazing. It was obviously that's kind of an extreme, but that was an amazing episode. And then we've had people, and the reason I share that example is because we've just had it pops into my head as one of the shows I produce where there's been some great stories. So I definitely encourage you to create a list of stories, and we'll do more, as I do on the show. We actually will talk more, continue to do episodes about how to structure stories, how to tell. I think how to tell stories on podcasts would be actually a really good episode, and might even pull in Paul Smith, who's an expert on storytelling for authors and coaches, to join me for that one. But the bottom line is that you want to be able to, if you have a great sense of humor, then use that, right? If you're somebody who's really great at storytelling, use that. But whatever it is, find that thing that really helps you to stick out and differentiate yourself. But lastly, I want to say that the biggest thing that helps you to stick out and differentiate yourself is simply, and this sounds cliche, but be yourself, right? Is really to be yourself, but be yourself in a way that's most helpful to the listeners. So don't worry about trying to be more than you are. Your own personality, your own presence will shine through. If you are somebody who's not you, you don't use a ton of humor, don't worry about using a ton of humor, right? If you're somebody who tells great stories, tell great stories. If you're somebody who just shares information from your heart, then do that. Whatever it is that is really authentic to you, do that. And one of the things that finally, as we close here, that I'll give you is, as you speak to the host, I want you to picture, one of the things I encourage you to do is you can't often see, a lot of times you can't see the host, but when you're speaking to the listener, imagine one listener, one person who most needs to hear what you have to say, the one person who, your words could touch their lives and make a difference and really change them for the better. And just picture that one person and talk to that one person. And so when I do this, if I'm doing a solo episode like I am today, I'm not talking to my computer. I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You are a coach, author, speaker. You're someone who wants to create change in your life. And you're thinking about podcasts, and you're thinking about being a guest on podcasts. And my hope is that by sharing this information directly with you, that this makes a difference. But talk to that one person. It's a great, I got that from speaking. In speaking, they say, when you're in front of an audience, don't speak to the audience, speak to that one person. I think that's even more true in podcasting because it's a more intimate medium, and we change people's lives one person at a time, and people don't experience podcasting five people at a time or 10 people or 100 people. They experience it usually with earbuds in their ears, and they experience it as you speaking directly to them. So speak from your heart, and don't try to be more than you are or less than you are. Be who you are, bring your strengths to the table, but make sure that you are, your intention, whenever I get on a podcast, I always hope, my intention is to bring value to people, to change someone's life in some way, big or small, for the better, and to share information that is relevant to them. If you set yourself up for success by finding the right podcast for you, by finding the right host, by preparing yourself, by having great content, giving your best content that that really makes a difference in people's lives and speak directly to that one person who most needs to hear it. And then after you do that, ask for referrals. You will be known as a star. You will absolutely shine on the podcast world. You know, just from what I've shared with you today, I really think if you did all those things, that will put you ahead of at least 70 to 80% of all the people out there that are trying to get on podcasts or are even being on being featured on podcasts. So remember, thanks so much. I hope you found this helpful. If you'd like to hear more or there's a topic that you'd like me to discuss, go ahead and email me at dougforesta@gmail.com. Till next time, keep creating. The world needs your voice. This is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.